Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, I want to show you the seven things you need to have if you are going to use your star successfully, if you are going to shine, if you are going to be a celebrity, if you are going to be great. So I call it divine requirement for lasting manifestation. Divine requirement for lasting manifestation. I have told you several times, there are some things you don't kill yourself over when you know the word of God. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. These seven requirements, I'll teach you one after the other. Now, make sure you write it or you listen to the message again. If you can have this, you might not be loud everywhere, but your generation will thank God that you came to this world. If you can have this. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Read it to yourself. One, two, go. Everybody, let me hear you. Saying with a loud voice, I'm not hearing you. Go again. Yes. Want to be great in life, pray for these seven things. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God will help us. You want to shine in life, pray for these seven things. Let me show you another version. Revelation 5:12, Amplified. Saying in a loud voice, worthy and deserving is the Lamb that was sacrificed to receive power, riches, wisdom and might, I mean strength, honor and glory and blessing. If you can have these seven condiments, I can tell you to go and rest. The Bible said, for this reason, the Son of Man was made to manifest. For John 3:8. If Jesus manifested, can I pray for you? May you manifest. Yeah. Help me check. Am I in the right church? Help me check. If you can remember this seven. Then I can tell you it's a good year for you. It will be a good year for you. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation, they are waiting for the manifestation. So you want to manifest, then go for these seven instruments. I'll read it again. After I finish reading it, then we will now start. It says, say, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive? Number one is what? Power. Now, you want to rise and shine in life, you must pray for power. You must pray for power. It's not physical power I'm talking about, too. Divine enablement. Dominion overall. That in the realm of the spirit, they will not chance you and beat you. There are some people I cannot touch physically, but if you meet me in the dream, of the mixture of the spirit, my fellow. Yes. I want to pray for you. From today, may you oppress your oppressor. Power means being in charge, being in control. Especially the control of your life, your family. And possibly your environment. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power. Why did these still today? They are sick. And this now this 17 you get. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You must make demands on the enablement of God if you are going to last in life, or else they just kill you. I was in one West African meeting, and they made me their chairman, planning to kill me. I told you, I told you, Shay. And the Lord said, don't go yet. And I was battling with Ty. How can I battle with Ty for 30 minutes? The Lord said, don't go. The Lord said, don't go. Not knowing that they are waiting to break my head among pastors. The pastor ran to my house. What happened? They shook him like this in a pastor's conference, and his quota sack was bleeding. Baba, I said, don't worry. Drink the blood. Power to chance the people troubling you is coming upon you today in the name of Jesus. You need to pray for power. Lift up your hands and let us pray for power. Everywhere you are, pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not ready. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I make demands on a new level of supernatural power. Say, let me hear you. Say, I make demands on a new level of supernatural power. Say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a weakling in life. Say what I said. Say, I refuse to be a victim in life. Say, I am not a weakling in life. Say, oh Lord, my Father, endue me with power. Say, from above. Say, Lord, today I oppress my oppressor. I pursue my pursuer. Say, in the name of Jesus, I make demands, Lord, of new mantle of power. Say, new mantle of power. Say, new mantle of power. Say, fall upon my life. Say, new mantle of fire. Say, fall upon my life. Power that cannot be insulted. Power that cannot be cheated. Power that cannot be pushed around. Oh Lord, endue me with power. Shout a big amen. Sit down, but don't go down in life. You want to be greater? Pray for power. That young man, they made him to be GO of a particular. You know, we have the Apostle Church, we have CAC, we have. Sell it like that. We have sec. So they made him to be the president. He was at the 3 years. They put him on the seat. He sat on the chair. He fell down. Remember his case, yeah? He sat the second time. He fell down. They took him inside. Somebody called me and said, tell him not to go back and sit there. After I finished drinking Ribena, he said, I mean, Lucose boost. Boost. He went back there. Have you ever before? He went back and sat there the third time. He fell down and he died. Wait, who put it there? Is it not among my people are the wicked? Forget fine face. We wicked. And God said, after I created man, say God himself regretted. God created python, he didn't regret. Python, yeah, he didn't regret. God created lion, he didn't regret. Baboon, he didn't regret. When man, and we will put wig on our head, we are very beautiful. Father, fill me with power. You are not saying it too. You are not saying it too. Somebody is looking at you and is licking his mouth. He's telling you that you look take away. You are saying thank you very much. He's telling you I will soon eat you. Number two, no time to waste time. Remember now. So what is the land that was claimed to receive? Power. The next one is riches. Oh boy, you want to manifest. You have to pray that God will give you riches. When you are poor, nobody is your friend. When you are poor, you are lonely in life. When you are poor, you cannot talk when your mates are talking. But when you are rich, you become the law. You make decisions. This is only for one of you. May God make you rich. Because money controls the world. Are you listening to me now? Proverbs chapter 14 verse 20. The poor is hated by his neighbors. Not only neighbor, even his family. But the rich had many friends. The people that are your fans that you are following, are they poor? Are they not rich? Is that not why you are following them? If you don't have money, people will abuse you and abuse your God. But when you have money, check the Bible passage for me. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Don't forget, what is the land that was slain to receive? Somebody say, I receive power. I receive riches. Now, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth power to get it. May you receive it. Stretch your hands and let us pray for riches. Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be poor in this life. Your response is not, it won't pay you the way you are responding. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I, Olufemi Akinola, I refuse to be poor in this life. Say, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, change my portion. I'm not here. Say, oh Lord, change my portion from poverty to wealth. Say, in the name of Jesus, every yoke of poverty in my life and destiny, somebody say, break by fire. Say, oh Lord, my Father, you are my Jehovah Jireh. Make a way for me where they say there is no way. Somebody shout a big amen. Let me hear now. I receive mantle to make money. I receive the oil to make, to create wealth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a victim financially. Are you saying, I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus? If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. The next breakthrough that is coming for you, the Lord said, you will not miss it. Sit down. What is the lamb that was slain? To receive power. I receive power. To receive riches. I receive riches. The next one, to receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. You want to last. You want to manifest. You want to shine. You want to be great. You need to pray for wisdom. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. What is the lamb that was slain? After he was slain, he said, to receive. I receive. I receive. Christianity is not just a religion. It's a religion of power, not of story. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Several times when people want to do this to me, I switch from this level to another level and say, ah, I feel it. How about we need it? Then, wisdom. I receive wisdom. Here you go. I receive wisdom. Why is wisdom close to riches? Because if you are rich and you don't get sense, you will lose the money. One man in that place there, before we get to Ayanwale, this man had more than 12 buses. God blessed him. He had a very big church in Moshi. Ben. And one day some people came to him that they want to wash money and mercury. At your age, at 60 years, you gave them the church document. They sold the church. They said, look, Baba, by the time we finish doing all this mercury and watch this money, we will look, mashallah, Mara. He sold everything. It's now in Ayanwale. He has died, though. When you are rich and there is no wisdom, you know what? You lose it. Can I pray one prayer for you? You will not lose your blessing. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from God that giveth to all men. There's a particular year. I'm trying to remember the year. I think I prayed into marriage because I remember by the time she met me, I was still praying for every morning, and I'll do like this every morning. Father, give me wisdom. Every day for 1 year, 1 hour. And I didn't miss one day. Today, when people look at me and say, about wisdom, then wisdom did here. Wisdom to fight your battles. Wisdom to fight your battle. Wisdom to win your battle. Wisdom to be great. Wisdom to be celebrated. Okay, receive it in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for wisdom. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. Say, let me hear. Say, Father, give me wisdom. I refuse to be foolish in life. Hey, I'm going to say, I refuse to be foolish in life. I refuse to be a victim. My enemies will not get me. I refuse to be backward in life. Oh Lord, I make demands for wisdom. Wisdom to run my life. Wisdom to rule in life. Wisdom to be great. Wisdom to shine. Wisdom to do well. Father, give me wisdom. Shout a big amen. Sit down, but don't go down. Wow. That lady, come very quickly. The one that sat down, come. The one in front of Owosheni, tap the lady in front of you for me. Tap her for me. Come very quickly. Lay down here. They have put something in your body. They want to kill you. Come. Lay down. What's your name? Father Lord, what they put in this woman's body to kill her, get out now in the name of Jesus. They say you cannot run anywhere. Oh, sa, they say you are coming back. I've been telling all of you to pray before you run into that thing called marriage. You know, go here. Some people are monkeys. Mopikeni. What's your name again for me? Kemi, I pray for you today. Whatever they have said, and they have said there 7 days, and they turn it to their head. You will live and not die. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations, you came to church. Remember, let me clap for Jesus. Go. You have escaped. What is the lamb that was slain? Please, let's give Jesus a clap again. No verse. Do it very well. You are doing is not good. Thank you for the check. Amen. See, when evil happens, we cry. When we escape evil, let us celebrate it. Don't do as if, she been a daddy. You can celebrate here. Amen. That is the song you are going to see when you get to move. That's for you. Tamuno. That's for us. You've done so much, I cannot tell it. Tamuno. Aiba. You've done so much, I cannot tell it. Aiba. It pains me when you come in front of me and I can't pick the problem. So I told God, don't let me be a pastor that cannot see. What does Shano for me? This one has escaped death. Love is a command. Relationship. Ivy, you are the one that says, is a what? Yoruba said, Marriage is a yoke. The Bible said like two together. But when one falls, they have to separate them. Whoever you have loved but want to kill you, now me, they pray for you, God will deliver you from them. Oh, the pastor that is saying that stay there, when they are beating you, God will judge them. Stay there. Yeah. What concern me? What it can't concern me? Am I connected to anybody? Do I look like I'm telling you the Bible now. You touch my daughter, I kill you. I kill you spiritually. Then you now die physically later. Put it on the net, I don't care. You slap me, I don't pay your dowry, I can kill you. I forgot the message. I now face. What is the lamb that was slain to receive power? Not Richard, riches, wisdom. What's the fourth one? Strength. Nonsense. Don't be changing Bible in this church. Strength. If you have power, you have riches, you have wisdom, but you don't have strength. That's why the Bible says that wisdom, but that you will be in good health, which is might. Check the Bible for me. Psalm 84 verse 7. Will you pray for these seven things? They go from strength. You will go from strength to strength. Every one of them appear in Zion before the Lord. In your presence, there is anointing. The presence of God is the headquarters of strength. See, I've told you, anytime you feel depressed, anytime you feel dejected and hopeless, please, immediately, no watch film, just switch to worship. I have told you, switch to worship. A young man come and say, sir, I feel like taking drugs. I'm depressed. I said, hold on. And I started playing music in my radio. I said, hold on. I said, let's be talking. After 3 minutes, 4 minutes, he said, sir, I'm comfortable. I said, do you know why? I said, I'm playing music on the ground. He said, Jesus, which song is that? This thing will work. You can't be a Christian and be foolish. What are you telling me? I didn't pray. I just started playing music. And I said, let's be talking. You need God's presence if you are going to have strength in life. Strength to be great. Amen. Spiritual strength. Physical strength. Emotional strength. Mental strength. Character strength. You need strength. So I pray for you. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, receive God's strength. Sometimes I'm so tired I can't even preach. And the blessing, will you go? I say, I have never missed counseling before in my life. Except that even when I travel, I'm doing counseling. I have never slept in church on Sunday. Slept in the house on Sunday. Until a particular day, I was supposed to be in Lekki Church, and that thing hooked me. And I was in the hospital. Even in the hospital, I was doing like this. They said, you are going over here. You need strength to fulfill your destiny. Can I pray for you? You will not die before your time. Every form of weakness in your body. Bible says, if you give up in the time of trouble, he says your strength is what? It's small. Can I pray for just 30 of you? Are you there? You will not give up in life. My customers are not there. You will not give up in life. Your enemies will give up on you. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm a boxing fan. I joined Nigerian Boxing Association when I was a very young boy. And you know what? Somebody is tired, but you don't know he's tired. He's tired. And he's still fighting. Your enemies will soon get tired. You will give them knockdown. Then you give them knockout. And you know, after that, they will not disturb you anymore. In Jesus' mighty name. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive power. I'm not here. Say, I receive power. Say, I receive riches. I receive wisdom. Say, I receive strength. Oh, yeah, say, let me hear you. Number one, say, go. Yes. 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 Number five, you need to pray for honor. Honor is the opposite of shame. Honor means greatness. Honor means respect. Honor means they give you your own space and your class. Honor means opportunity. Honor means open door. I was traveling one day and Excel was with me. Pastor Excel was with me. And we got there and a policeman would not let us in. And he said, please, I go in. You go back. And I said, please, he's with me. He said, who are you? I said, my name is Femi Akinola. Reverend Femi Akinola is with me. And he said, no, he can't go. So I looked at him and said, you did not give me honor. Your uniform will be collected in a few weeks from now. Then, after I said, from my stomach, I said, you didn't give me honor. Even after telling you. And he said, oh. So his son said, please let him go. The next time I was traveling, just 2 months later, Isoga came and said, sir, sure, sir. I said, sure. He said, I'm greeting you, sir. I said, I'm greeting you. He said, that's my colleague that he said in 2 weeks' time that now 1 week ago, they don't sack him. I said, both of you have been doing evil before, but your own was covered because you give people honor. I said, I see the head too because he doesn't give anybody honor. I said, congratulations to him. What can he do here? You respect people. Give people honor. There are places you get to in life. They don't give you honor. They suffer because they did not honor you. Have you watched a Catholic priest enter the airport? He will just stretch his ring like this. You kiss. You don't kiss, Ken. You kiss. Catholic priest. You will kiss ring. Please sit down, sir. All of us are standing. Can't we sit down? Somebody say, honor. You need to pray, Father, among men, give me honor. See, let me hear you now. You are not saying it here. Will you say it here? Among my mother's children, Father, give me honor. I'm not hearing you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, make me to be honored among men. Shout a dangerous amen. Oh. Since honor means respect, glory, then the opposite of honor is shame. Till you see Jesus, you will not see shame. If you don't want, I'm leaving you. I say you will not see shame. Look at me. When honor comes, insult go. I respect the Muslim on that. The wife of an afar, na afar. The dog of an afar, a Muslim, na afar. In fact, the book, the chair of an afar, it na afar. Father, honor me among men. Father, honor me among men. In any area you have been dishonored, can I pray for you? Your honor will return back now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, through your sacrifice, I receive power, I receive riches, I receive wisdom, I receive strength, and I receive what again? Honor. Shout a big amen. The next one is glory. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Glory is simply that which makes you shine. Arise and shine. See after me, say Femi, arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Go again, say your name and say, let me hear, say Femi, rise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There's power in scripture. Say it again. Go now. Shout a big amen. You see, glory and honor, they are twins. Anywhere you see glory, you see honor. Anywhere you see honor, you see glory. They follow themselves. There is a glory that a king or prince carry that people say, ah, they give you honor. Thank you, precious Lord. You must pray for glory. Just as favor is the currency we spend in the realm of the spirit, glory is the carrier of your destiny. Pastor, I said, you're welcome. Can I pray for you? Power to do well in life is coming upon you now. I'm not hearing you. I said, it's coming upon you now. What is the lamb that was slain to receive what? I receive power. To receive what? Riches. I receive what? To receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. To receive strength. I receive strength. Are you there? Are you there? To receive honor. I receive honor. To receive glory. I receive glory. Somebody shout a big amen. Without glory, you can't last. When glory is tampered with or altered, the person suffers and live a shameful life. Lastly, number 7. What is the love that was lame to receive? Power. Riches. Wisdom. Strength. Honor. Glory. And lastly, what? Blessing. Check the Bible. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. And the Lord said, I will make you, Femi Akiola, a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I want to pray for you. You know the meaning of blessing already. From today, the aroma of blessing. Let me first say, I say from today, the aroma of blessing is upon your life. May you receive favor from left, right, center, and back in the name of Jesus. Where you did not sow, you will reap there in the name of Jesus. The position you are not qualified for, they will give it to you in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. The Lord will give to you a blessing bigger than your age. A blessing bigger than your family name. A blessing bigger than your qualification. A blessing bigger than your prayers. A blessing bigger than your mathematics. If you are the only one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your mind blessing there. Sit down. So as a child of God, maybe you don't know what to pray for. Pray for this. What is the lamb that was slain? It was slain for you so that you will not be slain by the wicked. I receive power. I receive riches. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I receive honor. I receive glory. And the ogapata of them all, I receive blessings. Oh yes, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing, you will eat the best of the land. There is always a leftover in life. This prayer is only for 20 of you. Let me know you are there. From today, leftover is not your portion. Can I face this place? I said, leftover is not your portion. The best of the best. When they are thinking of the best, they will think about your name. How do I obey God? You better obey God this year. Obey him. Look at me. All the people here, all of you, that are always, you are social media person. Are you on the page? Now lie there, now package, you know. Somebody package life for you. You bought his hook, line, and sinker. You remember the Bible says, trust and obey. You remember? It said, to be happy in Jesus. Or to trust. When we walk with God in the light of His word, what a glory is shed on us when we do His good will. He abides with us still, and for those who will trust and obey, trust and obey.
In 2025,
for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Obey God promptly this year. No, how we do? Obey God willingly. Obey God excitedly. Obey God quickly. Obey God tirelessly. Obey God completely. Then leave the rest to God and let's see whether he's a wicked God or he's a just God. I believe with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you there are ingredients for greatness. Condiments for shining. Requirements for reigning in life. And I said number one is power. Number two is riches. Number three is wisdom. Number four is strength. Number five, number six is glory. Number seven is blessing. Rise on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not here again. I say hallelujah. So I'm looking at time. It's 8:23. Which country time is this one? After one. God forbid, Martin. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Can you thank him for a minute just for his word? Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Somebody is not saying something. You are just looking around. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot fail. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anytime I try to boycott this, I can't. Please, if you are here today, or you are on any of our platforms you are watching now, and you are not born again, I can't continue without you being saved. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, and I will give you rest. If you are not born again, there's no rest for you. And so if you want to be born again, what should I do? With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you want to join, because you know it's mouth you use. Uh-huh. So if you want to change, it's mouth. If you are not born again and you want to be changed, please say this with me very quickly, whether you are here or there. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. Please wash me by your blood. Forgive me my sins. Satan, I changed my mind. I am now for Jesus. Jesus, all the way from today. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pray for you, if you say that prayer with me, that the Lord is washing you clean by his blood. And that you will not return to your vomit. And you will make it to heaven at last. Myself and everyone here will make it to heaven at last. In Jesus' precious name we pray. If you say that prayer with me and you are here, come to this side of the auditorium. We have a word for you. If you're on any of our platform and you are saved, please let us know you are saved. And go to a Bible-believing church. And send a note to us so that we can know that you are now a child of God. We have like 6 prayers to pray. And as you are praying, I'm going to tell you which thing that they see. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said some glory are lost. And I'm going to give you time to pray. The Lord said we want to collect it back. Some are lost when you went to do that nonsense you know how to do. Some are lost in clubs. I was asking somebody yesterday, do you go to club? Do you go to club? All club goers, they lose glory in the club there, and they will sleep with you there. Some, they took your glory when you went for that party. We want to collect the glory back. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me check. Am I in the right church? Let me check. Am I in the right church? Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, today and now, let all my soul in glory be returned back to me by fire and by force. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Oh, thank you. Look at what is happening here. Thank you, Lord. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Let my Lord's glory be restored back. Are you praying at all? I see a portal. I see a return of glory. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. This, I'm going to tell you now before we forget. Please, when you are coming next week, whatever you don't want in your life again, whatever you don't want, you are tired and it's occurred every year in your life, please write it and bring it. You are coming next Wednesday. Please don't forget. As we are praying now, please, your daughter is March 25. Your daughter is March 25 and they have marked her. So I'm going to pray for that, your daughter. If you let me see you, so I'm not going to say it twice. I move on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say after me, every glory that is sleeping. Say, let me hear you now. Okay, your daughter is March 25. Thank you. Thank you. I commend your courage. I'm not saying it twice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm coming. Some people are here now. Look at me, look at me. Their glory is snoring. And they are suffering. And their glory is what? And they are doing what? The Bible says, arise and shine. When your glory is sleeping, you cannot shine. See after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, wake up my sleeping glory. Say you are here, you and your entire family, your mother's children have been praying that God will give money to build house in your village. Every year you go to sleep for people's village, people's house, and it has been very difficult. The Lord said, this year I will open the door for you and that house will be built. Thank you, precious Lord. No joke, as I see, I'm going to tell you. Let's go again. See after me, say, my Father, my helper. Wake up my sleeping glory. By fire now. Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? Are they going to pray here? Are they going to pray? Wake up, my sleeping glory. Wake them up, Lord. Any glory sleeping, come up. Wake up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. May your glory shine like a star. Star is too small. May your glory shine like a sun. Financially, may your glory shine. I'm not hearing you. Physically, may your glory shine. Spiritually, may your glory shine. Anybody here that they are interrogating your glory? Benny, can any good thing come out of this life? I command whoever is questioning your glory, let them shut up now in the name of Jesus. I say, whoever is questioning your glory, shut up now in the name of Jesus. The glory that's lost in your family, help me with your family name. Let me hear very quickly. Let that glory be restored back now in the name of Jesus. What they have not been doing your family through you, oh yeah, begin to do them in the name of Jesus. They thought the family name was dead. But because you are still alive, let the name of that family rise again in the name of Jesus. They thought the name of your family is finished. But because you are alive, I command the glorious glory to minister through you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, there's somebody here. They are saying because you are alive, that's why they are not making it. Whoever your being alive is a threat to. It is serious, Omoripanio. Let God remove them in the name of Jesus. Whoever is saying is because you are there. That is why all of us were like this. Are you ready? Let God remove them in the name of Jesus. You are supposed to be doing prayer. I'm praying for you, sir. Some of you here now, your glory has entered reverse gear. I command your glory. Oh yeah, move now in the name of Jesus. I said, let your glory move now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, precious Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is good. Hallelujah. I'm coming. Who is OC? Is it OC? Does it make any sense? OC? What's OC? No, then let me pray for you. Brother Ben, you don't go work. Brother Ben is becoming born again nowadays. For the past 3 Sundays now. Let us clap for Brother Ben. OC? 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 All of you? Wow. Please come. Kneel down, let us pray for all of you. Wow. Hey, get me my oil. Oh, yeah. Get my oil. I was preaching in Enugu. I think you were with me. And the Lord mentioned the family. And when the Lord mentioned the family, 6 people came out. Asaba. No. Enugu. It's Enugu. Enugu. You know what? And I saw some pastors like this. Yes, Ashiri Ema Tunsi. Ashiri Ema. And the Lord started analyzing. God is an analyzer. Yes. I'll pray for the 3 of you. Open this. Move forward. This one is blowing it, sorry. Okay. Just stretch your hand to this family. Let me pray for them. Stop crying that you are not using your certificate. Says since I left school, I didn't use my certificate. The Lord said, I will make a way for you to use the certificate. The blessings are at the back there. Okay, I pray for you. Nothing will happen to us in the name of Jesus. Nothing will happen to us in the name of Jesus. the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, nothing will happen to us.
Amen.
Okomi, nothing will happen to him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who is Okomi? Okomi.
Yeah.
The same person.
Yeah.
Let me clap for Jesus more. Thank you, Lord. I stretch my hand upon your life. The Lord will preserve you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
The name of the Son.
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rise up and shine. Okay, because you say amen, the Lord will preserve you.
Amen.
Make another go. Make another go. Your daughter, 25th March. Oh yeah, let us pray for her. Father, Lord, we lift up. We lift up 25th March. We lift up even Bridget. Huh? Eh? That's the second one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, clap for Jesus again. Let there be sweetness in that house. Living in a house in anger, I can't find them, will not be our portion. Parents, listen to me. When you don't give your children what you're supposed to give them, look at me, they will look for it somewhere else. You don't give them love, they will walk. They will take a walk. Somebody said to me one day, he said, Daddy, if you are not alive, I'm going to go out and walk. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you are not walking. I'm alive. I'm going to grow old. Will not go marry and do well in front of me. See, eh? Parents, stop treating your children as if you are one God from one Sambisa forest. Husband, you don't take care of your wife. She will go out and look for what she's looking for. Benny. Wife, you don't take care of your husband, eh? He will look for it where? Outside. Even if he's not looking for it, they will come and give it to him. It is cheap, cheap. Father, preserve this family. Father, preserve this family. Father, preserve this family. All the ones I mentioned, if they're around, tell them to come and see me. God bless you. Fear not, you are blessed. Are you clapping for Jesus or something? Amen. Stretch your hand. The Lord says, I should pray for you today. I'm praying for you. You are not talking about marriage now. You're on my left. You're not talking about marriage now. You don't even know anything about marriage. But you're going to marry around October, November. Now, listen to me. Any emergency open door that open, let your pastor know. When God promised you, the devil too will bring his own fake too. Should you understand? So say they said it. But you said I will marry October. You marry devil. Let there be emergency open door for everyone here. I'm not hearing your amen. He says you don't need my prayer here. Then coincide. I said, are you ready? Let there be emergency open door for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They are poured juju on your side, Ifediora. The person that poured received koboko. The person that troubled you this year received koboko. I said the person that troubled you this year received koboko. Tony, not your Tony. I see another Tony here. Not the Tony I know. Any other Tony? Any Tony here? Don't waste time. Not your Tony. I move on. There's no waste of time. Stretch your hand. I'm praying for you today. God said, pray for them. Oh, you want to pray for yourself? Why? Anybody here that they are using your placenta to manipulate you, I command them to lose their hold in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Anybody here, they are using your name to trouble you. Hey, no be joke. Anybody here that they are mentioning your name, Femio. Okay. Once they are mentioning your name and don't for good, let God slap and punish them in the name of Jesus.
There is a sickness that is always troubling your daughter. Na daughter. Men in a daughter. And there is a fear maybe she will die. Today, the Lord said, that child will not die. You will not bury her in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that there's anything threatening you, threatening your being alive, I command that right now to go back to where they came from in the name of Jesus. If it's convenient, help me hold your head anyhow. I want to pray. This year, your head will be counted among the great. You can see I'm praying for you. This year, your head will be counted among achievers. This year, your head will be counted among the blessed. When they are saying head count, it shall not be for your death in the name of Jesus. Are you still there? I say it shall not be for your death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Remove your hand from the head. All of you that have the this habit of when you go out, let me carry my child. Umudu, don't give your child to anybody in hospital. See, an evil apple, you say, and what did daddy say? Stop it. Stop it. You gave the child to somebody, help me carry, and they didn't see the child again. God, show me things before it happened. And when God shows us, it's as if that guy is a back chronicles. Back to sender. No baby here will be lost in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. There is a good thing that has started in your life. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? God will perfect it for you. I'm going to sit on that one for some time. There's a good spark that has started in your life. The Lord will perfect it for you in the name of Jesus. If they want to partner with you from abroad, hope you will not dupe them. Congratulations. Congratulations again. Somebody congratulate him for me. Ooh, God. You see me, you are snapping on my teeth. Hallelujah. Say now, bad thing they see. I've seen good one. I'm still praying for you. I'm looking at the time. She's been at 7 to 9. You want to go before 9? You want to go before 9? Stretch your hand here. I'm praying for you. You can see now me, they pray from my heart. This is what God said I should do for 1 year. Let me see how stubborn your head is. No matter how stubborn your head is, it will do well this year. Any stubborn head here that is always saying, I'm not going to agree, I'm not going to agree, I'm not going to agree. Kai! Oh yeah, agree and prosper in the name of Jesus. They will call you to come and do good. They will call you to come and enjoy. Any chair they prepare for you to swallow you, they will not get you in the name of Jesus. Everything around you shall speak favor. Not hearing you, everything around you shall speak favor. The prophecy over your head shall come to pass. Oh my God. I said the prophecy over your head shall come to pass. The door they close against you shall open by fire. I pray for you. I said the door they close against you shall open by fire. And the curse blocking you, the curse they are broken in the name of Jesus. By force, by fire, by mercy, you will do well. I said you will do well. I said you will do well. Whoever is using your information to fight you, I wipe it from their memory in the name of Jesus. I want to befriend you. I want to be your lover. I want to be your lover. You say, I'm not doing. You can't be my lover. I'm not doing. And the person said, I will show you. Anybody that said they will show you, may God show them. You not know here. I said, may God show them.
In the name of Jesus. In your family. In your environment. Whoever has just decided to hate you without any reason, the Lord will turn them to a ladder for you to climb in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to me now, everybody pray, say, oh Lord, this year, fight my battle for me. Shebi is the battle you know about that you want to fight yourself. If you are going in front of me now and I decide to hit you, do you know? Father, this year, every known and unknown battle, fight it for me. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying at the back there. What happened? You are not praying at the back there. What's happening? The battle I know and I don't know. The people monitoring me and I don't know. Fight for me. 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 They turned themselves to my enemies. I don't know. They vowed to bring me down. I don't know. Oh, fight. In Jesus' name we pray. I wanted to round up. The Lord said, there are people here, you don't remember anything. You don't remember anything. Tell them something here now before they get it forgotten. Some people here, they don't remember their dreams. Some of you don't even dream at all. Stretch your hand. I want to pray for you. From today, let God walk on your memory. Power to remember facts and figures is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Information that will help you, you will no longer miss them in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to Joseph, carry the baby and run. And he forgot in the morning. Every information you are forgotten that's supposed to help you. Sometime God give me remedy from my dream. I wake up and I begin to write from my dream. I prepare message on Saturday, Friday. And from my dream, God will say, this one is what you preach. From today, I have enjoyed it. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Student, Mashami. When I was in school, God is my witness. My friends come to me, what is coming out? I say, don't worry, don't worry. Let us see. And I'll be telling them, read this one, read this one. How did you know? So they call me Ogbanje. I want to pray for you. I have enjoyed this as a child. So I pray for you here right now, from the dream to life. Remember facts and figures and information that will change your life in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Put down your hand. Anybody here that you're on drugs, you're on a particular medicine because of a sickness, put your hand on your chest as I pray for you. You're on drugs. Don't be ashamed. You're on drugs. Anybody on drugs here, and your life is becoming dependent on that drugs, now God's name I call upon. Bible says, call upon me, and I will answer you. No, be so. And I will do great and mighty things. The drug you dependent on from now, you will throw them away. You will forget to use it, and you'll be fine for days. The Lord heal your body, bones, and blood. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch your hand back to this altar and pray for you. Are you tired?
No.
Me, I'm not tired. I'm looking at the time. This is after 10 minutes now. Now, this year will be a year you will register a big testimony. What has been difficult for you to achieve? What has been difficult for you to gather? What has been difficult for you, the feet that you need to get there? The Lord help you and make it possible for you in the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord make it possible for you in the name of Jesus. This year, the Lord will show you mercy. This year, all on one shall know it. I said, this year, the Lord will show you mercy. This year, all on one shall know it. In the name of Jesus. Whatever, whoever
will slow you down in this journey, 2025, the Lord remove them from your life. Sickness, trouble, habit, attack, person that will slow you down, the Lord separate you from them in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and carry your blessing. Go. This morning, the Lord will give you financial rest, financial ease in the name of the Father. I'm praying on your money already in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Your life will not be difficult, your life will be easy. I said, your life will be easy in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make a way for you where they say there is no way. The Lord will send helpers around you in the name of Jesus. Whoever is looking at you and they are licking their mouth to kill you, they will not prosper. Whoever is looking at your children to defy them, they will not prosper. This year will not run around. Financially will not be victims. In the name of Jesus. I, Olufemi Akinola, I have what to offer. I cannot suffer in life. Never. So we have declared with our mouth, it will happen in our purse. It will happen in our storehouses. It will happen in our bank account. In the name of Jesus, I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. Never. With the mouth confession of salvation, you have confessed it will happen in your life. It will happen in your life. It will happen in your finance. Your amen is embarrassing me. It will happen in your destiny. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. Never in the name of Jesus. So I pray for you this year, you will not suffer. This year, you will not suffer. I should do. I need this. There shall be a way to get it for you. You will not enter into trouble. Crisis will not bring you down. Accusation will not bring you down. Lies will not bring you down. The enemies will not bring you down. The Lord will watch over you. As I pray for you, sweating and my stomach paining me, anybody that calls you will run mad. As I'm praying for you from this sanctuary on this altar, anybody that carry your name anywhere to do evil, they will run mad. As I'm praying for you, anybody that has eye on you to make you useless, I decree they shall become useless in the name of Jesus. I have prayed for you and I decree liberty and freedom upon your life in the name of Jesus. Even financially. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are blessed.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.FemiAkinolaMinistries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@FemiAkinolaMinistries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Temples and to make power.